Yesterday evening, I watched the movie Kung Fu Panda 2. It's not that I haven't already watched it, but nowadays I feel more drawn towards certain things intuitively. So I did watch it again. The scene where the panda remembers his past, the overpowering sad memories overcame his peace of mind. The fortune teller sheep then told him he doesn't have to fight those memories, instead, let them flow. So he gathers the courage to let it all roll before his inner eyes. And then the exhilarating words of wisdom came out of the sheep's mouth. Your story may not have such a happy beginning, but that doesn't make you who you are. It is the rest of your story, who you choose to be. These words were not just words. I felt my hairs stood on end like those words were uttered just for me. Airy but divine. The panda at that time was me. Well, I'm literally changing into panda nowadays. I may not know you much, but struggles have been a part of everybody's life. And in the middle of those low and chaotic times, we tend to feel how much we have already endured, like it is going over our head now, like one more pain and we are finished. When you feel you don't want to be good to this world, which had inflicted so many wounds on you, when your grievous past takes a toll on you, I hope you recall these lines. In our mundane existences, we find some things or people whom we can connect easily. As long as I have noted, movies are a medium for Sai to speak to me, like many other ways or channels he uses to convey his messages. As I always felt some soulful movies and music uplifted my vibes and I could easily understand things explained through a movie, so does God or Guru connects to us through. I can't help but day by day I find myself more attached to the thought of necessity of having a Guru, a guide in my life. And I am blessed. Baba was here every time I looked for someone powerful as well as compassionate who can rescue me out of my pain. I am the tiniest of tiny particle of sand, but whatever I am, I don't know. I find myself incompetent to praise him with my limited vocabulary and narrow dimensions of the mind. But still I feel an urge to keep repeating, he is amazing, he is awesome, he is Sai, our Sai, Om Sai Ram.